I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, after incidents of on-campus gun violence in Louisiana and Illinois, we talk with a school psychologist about why these shootings happen and if there's anything we can do about it. Plus, expert advice on managing time and money and words of wisdom from a man we can only describe as sharp. Former California Speaker and San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown stops by to share wit, wisdom, and wardrobe advice. But first, voters in three states made their choice for president known yesterday. Senator Barack Obama was favored among Democrats in Wisconsin's primary and Hawaii's caucuses. On the Republican side, Senator John McCain solidified his nomination with victories in Wisconsin and Washington state. Joining us by phone to talk about the latest in the race for the White House is Shayla Murray, political reporter for The Washington Post. Hi, Shayla.
Hi, Michelle.
So the twin victories mean 10 straight wins for Senator Obama. How did he accomplish that, especially this latest one in Wisconsin, which was perceived as perhaps a stronger location for Senator Clinton?
Right. Well, Senator Obama has always benefited from an enormously effective organization, which we don't see much evidence of, obviously, in our coverage of it in the news, watching it through the news. But he's a methodical and meticulous organizer, and has never overlooked a state, which is why the further we get into this calendar, and he continues to do well in, you know, not just Wisconsin, but Hawaii, and he expects to do well in Rhode Island and Vermont, which are the two other March 4th states. That's because there's this 50-state strategy that he's had since the beginning of this contest that they believe is the way to navigate around Senator Clinton's strengths in the large states, that they can collect delegates pretty much anywhere they can find them. And it's pretty easy, actually, to win these smaller states if you pay attention to them and build organizations there.
Well, let's set Hawaii aside because, of course, Barack Obama is a native son.
Right.
And I can't imagine that it wouldn't be exciting for Hawaii to have a president sort of in the White House. So let's look at Wisconsin. Looking at the exit polls here, still an edge for Hillary Clinton among white women, but Obama seems to be, and older voters, has to be said, but Obama seems to be making inroads in folks with less education, which had been a stronger support group for Mrs. Clinton, and also people with less income, and also sort of up and down of the age kind of range, except for the sort of more seniors. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think he has found an economic message that resonates with these folks. And one very powerful message that he has amplified in Wisconsin, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot more of it in Ohio, is framing his opposition to NAFTA against Senator Clinton's support of it through her husband's leadership on that trade agreement. And that is if you looked at the exit polls, the unfairness of trade agreements was off the charts in terms of you know, statements people agreed with. And that is a really worrisome sign for the Clinton campaign, because there is really no way for her to run from that issue. And if people are truly agitated, the lower income, working class, Catholic, white voters that are large numbers of them in Wisconsin, and large numbers of them in Ohio, too. And if that message is they're connecting with Barack Obama on that issue, then that's a really clear advantage for him and a way for him to break through maybe some of the other barriers that he had with these groups, especially their their longstanding loyalty to the Clintons.
What issues do you think Mrs. Clinton is going to emphasize going forward? As you mentioned, there's a Rhode Island and Vermont coming up. There's also Texas and Ohio. Those are four very different places. But what do you think she's going to do to adjust her message now to address these realities?
Well, there's some debate apparently within the Clinton campaign over how to go forward. There are indications yesterday that the negative attacks that she's launched against Senator Obama have not been effective, but it seems to be their only way forward right now is to diminish him. And so I expect that we will hear a lot more forcefully Senator Clinton articulating her argument that he is not ready for the presidency and that she is. And also she needs to, as we were talking about these working class voters, she needs to bring those folks back, and she needs to really shore up her support within the Hispanic community in Texas. there are signs that that may be eroding as well, and some polls that have come out in the last few days. So she needs to bring her base back. And but Michelle, you know, we have to be practical about this too. I mean, he is now ahead in delegates by a substantial enough margin that she needs to just really knock him out in these large.
So by conventional wisdom, she really has no choice but to go negative at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. I'm sorry, Shelley, down to our last minute. Have to talk about Senator John McCain. He easily defeated Mike Huckabee in the two contests in which they were both competing. So what does he do now?
Well, he's hoping Mike Huckabee goes away. Senator McCain has now got to just navigate into a much different, you know, much larger sea and build a presidential scale campaign. I mean, he has fought on a much smaller piece of territory. You just look at the votes that these Republican contests are attracting. He needs to figure out how to communicate with conservatives, how to communicate with independents, what his national strategy is going to be, where he needs to be on huge issues like the war, and how he's going to confront this Obama phenomenon if that ends up being his competition. So,
all right. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks, Shayla. Shayla Murray, political reporter for The Washington Post, joining us by phone. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thanks, Michelle.